Hi, it's Nicole Brandon from Unlimited Life. Welcome, 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 welcome. It's so great to have you with us today. Today I'm speaking with another redhead. Yes, another fiery spirit, someone full of joy, exuberance, passion, glee, romance, a surge of scintillating energy on the planet. And her book, The Wealthy Spirit, can change your life. She has a way of teaching finance and abundance. Her book, Zero to Zillionaire, is incredible. Everything that she writes, all of her programs, everything that she teaches to take away every barrier and every hurdle, to have you be debt-free, living the financial life of your dreams, and to be wealthy beyond measure. And she does it with such clarity and humor and joy that I am anticipating just absolutely with glee dancing inside my soul for today's guest. I welcome Shelley Campbell.
Thank you so much, Nicole. What a lovely introduction. I
Oh.
should take you with me everywhere.
It is always so wonderful talking to you. One of my favorite moments, and I don't know that we have ever talked about this, but that I was at an event. And people had to stand up at the event and they had to name somebody in gratitude that changed their life, somebody that made a difference in their life, somebody that, because of that influence, allowed them to be who they are today, the success that they are today. And this was a room full of uberly successful people. And people would get up in front of the room and you'd expect them to say, like, Mother Teresa or Gandhi or whoever that would be, that Martin Luther King, or people that would have influenced this success, and my mom, my fifth grade teacher, whatever that is. But people, one after the other, that did not know each other, from different careers, from different walks of life, from different stations in life, got up, and the name that they said in gratitude was yours. And gave gratitude for
Oh.
success. And I was like, yes, because you really do that. I mean, your work is so
Oh.
remarkable.
Thank you so much. I mean, I just set out to wherever I could, my own little world, as I reached people one by one, and I really care about helping, and I'm very grateful to have learned a lot of things and studied a lot, read a lot of books, taken a lot of classes, and then practiced by working with my own energy and my own life, and then looked around me and said, you could do this and I could help you do that. And you have you thought about this? And oh, here's a referral for you. And it just sort of spread like that until I was teaching classes and helping people on a more sustained level, a more direct and programmatical level. So it's been my joy and my pleasure. And this is why I say I'm never going to retire. Why would I retire from this?
It's just incredible. So I want to backtrack just a minute and I want to talk about the wealthy spirit. Because first, the title is such a fabulous title. I carry that book with me everywhere. And people come over to me in Starbucks, they come over to me in restaurants, people come over to me in shoe stores and they're like, "What's that?" What? It's,
Really?
I
That's
think
so wonderful.
every dating service should give this book out because it's the best way to meet people.
And I
So,
know a lot of couples who do the book every day together to start their day off right.
that's fantastic. So, tell me about the creation of the Wealthy Spirit. And for those that are new to your work,
Yes.
about the Wealthy Spirit, because that's really kind of the beginning, wasn't it? The launch of this information reaching others.
Yes. What happened was, I owned a bookkeeping service. I had 13 employees. I had grown this business. I'm working with all my clients. And a lot of them I see making financial mistakes because I'm reading their financial statements every month. And I'm giving them to them. And then I started inquiring, did you read your financial statement? Do you see how it compares to last year or 6 months ago? and it kind of looked like a deer in the headlights, and they didn't really understand the statements I was giving them. And it occurred to me that our school system largely ignores training people about money and about financial investments and how to handle your money or how to budget it. I remember in the eighth grade, they taught us how to write a check, but that was sort of about it. And I think we've all mastered the spending money part.
That's so funny. Do you know, Shelley, that I skipped eighth and 10th grade? And
Oh, really?
I don't think we've ever had this conversation. And so I missed, I missed the House of Representatives, the Senate, and how to write a check.
That is so funny. I changed schools like during fourth grade, and the school I had been in had not done fractions yet, and the school I went to had already done them, so I missed all of that.
That's funny. And it so is you're funny how it happens,
but and that's people- when I started teaching the workshop, the financial stress reduction workshop, and again, I'm teaching the classes, and I knew that I didn't want to be Tony Robbins and be rah-rah in front of 1,000 people at hotels all over the place. I really like small disciplines with little groups where you have like a maximum of 10 people, and everybody gets a share, and everybody gets personal attention from the teacher. So I set up my classes like that, and I go, oh, you know, there's plenty of people in L.A. I'm just going to stay in L.A. and do my little groups and be a happy girl. Well, it started going really, really, really well. I still kept my small groups, but I had a lot of them. The class, she said, thank you so much. You changed my life. And I said, my honor, and I'm so happy. And she said, but what am I going to do about my girlfriend in New York and my mother-in-law in Arizona? They can't come back for 8 weeks to take your workshop. I said, well, I was thinking maybe I should write a book. She goes, please do that. And I said, okay. And I thought a lot about it because for years I had said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to schlep products. I read books, but I can't imagine writing one, you know. But then I saw the results that people were having from my classes, and they were mastering money, and they were really getting better at asking for raises and growing and doing whatever they wanted to do, start businesses, grow them, whatever. So I said, well, I've got some tools and some tips that really work, so I should really get the word out so more people can have this information. I'm thinking about writing a book. I'm going, how am I going to make this unique? How am I going to not bore people with finance? Because most of the financial books are really boring. That's my opinion. And so I read The Daily Word every day since the 70s. And it's a motivational page with a quote often from the Bible. And it just was good thinking and positive thinking. And I said, I'll do it as a page a day. And I'll tell a story like I tell in my classes. And I can be uplifting and fun and in short sound bites. So nobody has to work real hard at this money stuff. They can just do 2 minutes a day, a page a day. And I was thrilled with this idea. And I started writing my pages, and I was thrilled with this idea. I thought I was a genius until I had written 100 of them and realized I had 265 more to do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a long project. I'd go to sleep at night and say, okay, God, send stories. And I'd listen with the story. So, and then what happened is I just went to networking groups with my book. Well, I did do the whole nine yards. I got an agent in New York, and I got a publisher, Sourcebooks, in Illinois, because self-publishing wasn't so prevalent as it is now, and I just knew that I wanted a publisher so I could get it out to more people and not have to do all the work myself. Thank you. Let me hire a pro is, you know, sort of what you're doing when you go to a publisher. So when the book came out, I just went to all my local networking groups and said, here's the book I wrote. And some of the people that I knew from networking were in the book. I put their story in there. And so they, of course, bought several copies. And then they come back for more. And then they give them to their clients. All the new clients got a copy of my book from them. A lot of people did that. And it was surprising to me.
Wow. Shelley, this is remarkable. I mean, just the drive and the success and the hunger, this insatiable appetite for this information. And I know we're jumping to break in just a minute, but when we come back, I would just love to talk more on this journey and what it is that people so desire this information, and even a page a day, like you're saying, these enchanting stories and these anecdotes and these things that you share that make people smile, but they connect to in such a way that they're able to not only receive it, but then implement it and be able to change and evolve and launch into financial freedom and success and what you call stress-free success.
Yes.
Which I absolutely love like never before. So more when we return here on Passionate Living with Shelley Campbell, the wealthy spirit, from Murray to wealthy, zero to zillionaire, and all those tools to really be able to launch into the financial world of your dreams. Nicole Brandon, we are back with Shelley Campbell talking about her incredible books that have changed the lives of people across the globe. And just before the break, we were talking about how people are compelled to share them as gifts. And I think that is the greatest compliment in the world, is that when somebody receives something and it's so wonderful, they want to share it with others.
That is so special to me, and that means a lot. And what also means a lot is, like, last week I got a request to connect on LinkedIn from a man who was a vice president at Morgan Stanley, the investment firm. And I connected with him, and I said, so how did you hear about me anyway? And he said, well, I've been reading a page a day of The Wealthy Spirit every day since 2005. Are you kidding me? 10 years he's been reading my book? It's just amazing to me that that happened.
That's incredible. I mean, it's really remarkable. And so you went from The Wealthy Spirit to my favorite book cover of all times, from the title that draws people into the cover that you just say, this is the cleverest book title that's ever been written ever, which was Zero to Zillionaire. And I would love you to talk about that, because what a fun idea.
Well, you know, this is the surprise of publishing, because you never know what you're going to get. You don't know if one person's going to read your book, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000, 10,000, you don't know. So what I thought was, in order to be successful, you have to sell 2 million books like Susie Orman, you know. And so that didn't happen. And I thought I was a failure, kind of, but my friends liked it. So I'm just sort of, okay, this is good. And because I made my peace with it, I said, I'm a servant here. I am a servant to give something that's meaningful to people and that will help them in their lives. And I don't know who it's meant for, this gift, but who's there to receive it will receive it. So I let go of needing it to be a huge bestseller or anything like that. I just wanted it to touch the people that needed it. So I'm just going out and speaking at groups and, you know, doing some online networking and stuff like that. And all of these people are starting to buy the book. And, oh, then it's in a bookstore in Minneapolis. And, oh, then it's at the Agape Church. And, you know, it just started spreading like that. And then it was a matter of about a year later, my publisher called me up and said, okay, we're ready for your next book. And I went, you are? I thought, this was totally out of the blue for me. They said, oh, yes, we want you to write another one. And I said, well, this one didn't really do that well, did it? She said, Shelley, Do you know what is amazing? The average book in America sells 500 copies. That's it.
Wow, that's amazing. What a remarkable number.
I know. Who would have thought it? Because, you know, it's just like movie stars. You hear about the big ones making $25 million. But you don't hear about the working actors making $200,000 every year, appearing in small parts, and you don't know his name, but you recognize him when he shows up, that kind of thing.
Right.
So come to find out, the magic number in publishing is 10,000 copies. If you sell 10,000 copies as an unknown non-celebrity, they think you're a genius. And they had made money, okay? So I had sold about 12,000 copies of The Wealthy Spirit, so they said they wanted another book. So I'll tell you, I said, okay, well, let me get back to you. And for a month, I dilly-dallied and thought about, what do I want to do? And it was so hard. I've got to tell you, writing a book is difficult. Getting a publisher, getting an agent, going through rounds of PR, all of this is a huge, huge, huge undertaking. And I wasn't at all sure I wanted to do it again. But I thought, okay, The Wealthy Spirit is really good as an inspirational tool in 2 minutes a day, but what if they really need to know about budgeting? Or what if they really need to know about marketing and selling in their business? And so I had topics like that, and I thought, well, I could do another book that's like my 8-week workshop and have a whole chapter with a theme to it and a plot and ended up with what's the purpose of life. And so I thought about that, and I pitched it to them, and they said, yes, that's what we want. And then we brainstormed titles for days. And then I just came up with Zero to Zillionaire. I did not come up with The Wealthy Spirit, mind you. That was people at Sourcebooks, my publisher. They were brainstorming, and somebody said The Wealthy Spirit, and the minute they said it, a chill ran down my whole body, and I said, that is so yes, that is it.
Wow.
It was delicious, because I want, see, here's my main theme. There are wealthy people that have no spirit, and a whole lot of spiritual people are broke. And I said, why is this disconnected? I think we're spiritual beings having a material existence, and that means we're supposed to master both of them. So Zero to Zillionaire is a step one, step two, step three, 8 chapters, like my 8-week workshop, on how to get from where you are, which may be less than you want, to really having it all. And zillionaire to me doesn't mean that, you know, you're the mega billionaire person with oodles of cash and money and owning a lot of stuff, but that you own yourself and your time and you're doing what you love, that you feel is your guided purpose on the planet. And you have a lot of time off for fun and enjoyment and family and friends and loved ones. And so that's what I consider a zillionaire.
It's such a great word. It really is. And so for the people that are listening right now, Shelley, how do they get Zero to Zillionaire or The Wealthy Spirit or participate in your workshops? Because I know people are like, I need this information now.
Okay. Well, the books, all my books are on Amazon.com, and they're on BarnesandNoble.com, and they're on all of those bookstores, all of those online. If you just search the title, it'll come up. Also, you can go to my website. My name is Chelly, and it's spelled C-H-E-L-L-I-E, and my website is Chelly.com. I kept it simple.
That's perfect.
So, everything is there. The workshops are there. The next classes are coming up. And I always have new classes posted there so you can see. And my email is simple too, chelly@chelly.com. So email me any questions or anything you want to know, and I'll give you some advice.
That's great. And now you have people in your workshops from all over the world, right? So people don't have to be local. They don't have to be national. They can Skype in or call in, because this show, we're in, you know, countries across the globe. And I know this information really pertains to everybody.
Absolutely. This is non-denominational, non-country of origin specific. It's applicable to every human being. Wherever you're at, you can get better and you can get richer and you can get happier. So, yes, my class is now a teleclass because of the books got popular in so many places and they were wanting to take the eight-week course. And I'm not willing to do it as a weekend, because you can get information in a weekend, but you can't get results. And I want people to actually work with the material and do the work and get the results. That's what makes me happy.
That's incredible. I had the opportunity to take your workshop. And so for those of you that are out there that are listening today and part of our audience, I can tell you firsthand, this is a workshop that is evolutionary and can change your life. And I learned more about myself, not just my finances. I mean, the finances, I learned about abundance and I learned how to grow wealth and I learned budgeting differently and I learned techniques and tools and things that I will share, you know, to my very last breath with people that you taught me about how to achieve success and financial success and wealth and these things that you are just a master at. But I also learned about who I am as a being. And as a spirit, and how to be connected to my heart. And I even learned my own sense of humor in a different way, in just being able to ride the roller coaster with you and your stories. And so I think it's a class in human spirit as well as wealthy spirit.
You know, the bottom line is, I want people to be happy. And in order to be happy, you have to have good friends, and you have to have a great family. And if you don't have one, you can create one. If you weren't born into it, you can go collect one. And being happy means you're not worried about money and you have enough to eat and a roof over your head and all of that, and you feel somewhat secure. But I don't think security is about having millions of dollars in the bank, because there aren't enough people who can do that. So there has to be a sense of security in yourself, that whatever comes down the pike, you're going to have an answer. You're going to have something you can do to weather a storm or to maximize the sunshine on a beautiful day. So I want people to be happy, and that's what I think it's about. It's about joy and enthusiasm for living and for passionate living like you talk about, to have a purpose in your life and to love doing it. And then you don't have to be all about the money, and you don't have to do it cruel and bad things in order to get money because you feel unsafe.
Absolutely. No, I love that you're saying that. And when we come back, I'd love to even get your take on what it means to live and to lead a passionate life. I know we're jumping to break, but I can't wait to talk about your newest book, From Worried to Wealthy, which is really a business book for women. Like, it's never been out there before. Information in a way that we would never think to be able to open our mind and our hearts and our spirit and our soul and our consciousness and our availability to receive money and to be able to generate money in an entirely different form and format. And you are such a master of this, Kelly. You really are. And so when we return more here with Kelly Campbell, The Wealthy Spirit, Zero to Zillionaire, and From Worry to Wealthy, and How to Have Stress-Free Financial Living, when we return, acclaimed author, wealth coach, leader, and one of the masters truly on this planet of being able to open the doorways and the gateways to your financial success, Kelly Campbell. So it's so wonderful to have you here. You have no idea how excited I am. Every time I see your name, I'm always like, yes.
Thanks, honey. I so love talking to you. You are such a darling, such a light. I love the way you speak.
Well, thank you so much. And right before we went to break, I just sort of opened the window for your newest book, From Worry to Wealthy, which is really a woman's business guide, which I wasn't expecting. And I would love you to share it because it's new. It's something that is evolutionary and groundbreaking in the way that we think about women in business.
You know, I wrote this book because, again, my agent was talking to the new head of self-help books at Sourcebooks, and Sourcebooks is a growing business. They are huge. They do like 600 books a year now, and it's the largest independent publisher of books, and it's woman-owned, okay? So I love that. Dominique Rocha owns the company, and she's a wonderful example and light. So my agent, Lisa Hagen, who is awesome, was talking with the new head of self-help, and they mentioned my name came up, and she said, yeah, maybe I think Shelly should write another book. And Stephanie said, well, everybody loves Shelly over here, so let's all have a conversation. So we had a three-way conference call, and I had been getting itchy about writing. I was starting to write a lot more blogs and a lot more newsletters and things, and I was angling a lot of my teaching towards women because I really understood the stresses that women had in business and how women still make as much money as men after all this time. And I had read a book several years ago called Women Don't Ask, and it was illuminating with the information that this woman who was a professor of economics at Carnegie Mellon University put together with statistics, data. I knew it experientially from the people that I was teaching and the problems that I saw they were having, but this just coalesced it. I'll tell you one story from the beginning of the book. She said she wrote the book because she had this experience that all these women graduate students came to her and said they were really angry and upset because all the teaching assignments got given to the men and they were relegated to being assistants. And this woman, Linda Babcock, who did the, who was the head of economics department, she said, well, that doesn't sound fair to me. So she went over to talk to the man who was in charge of giving out the teaching assignments. And she explained the problem, and he looked at her in surprise and said, well, I give the teaching assignments to everyone who asks for them. The women just don't ask. And so she wrote this book, Women Don't Ask. And it just, wow. It was putting an exact picture of what it was I was seeing, that women are afraid to put themselves forward because culturally it is not okay. When a woman is aggressive, they are put down for it. They're called bitchy and all of this other kind of thing. It's nasty, aggressive, unladylike. So we have to learn to do it in a different style. We don't have to be men. But all of this time since the women's lib movement in the 70s, we've been dressed for success, and it's all been training us to be like men in business. And that's been successful to a point, but there's only a few women who can be like a man in business. And usually they had a strong man who mentored them in a position, and so they rose through the ranks. But if you listen to the statistics, women are just a mere fraction of the Fortune 500 executive suite, and there's reasons for that. So once I had read this book, I really started seeing through that filter of where the problems were happening to the people in my classes. So when I had this conversation with Stephanie at Sourcebooks and my agent Lisa, I said, well, what I'm really impassioned about right now is this whole subject of women in business, because Women Don't Ask is great. It gives you the statistics and the problems, but it doesn't really train you what to do about that. So I said, I want to speak to women because I've been coaching women in my workshops how to do it and what to do, but I hadn't really put it under that umbrella. This is how a woman can be in business, be user-friendly, be nice and sweet and get along and have people like her and yet be strong and tough in negotiations and ask for what she wants and get it. So that's how this book came to be. And I spent all of last year writing it in a passionate frenzy. I just put so many things on hold. I hardly taught any classes. I just lived off the money I'd saved and wrote and researched and researched. And some of the research is extraordinary. And from there, I started seeing what really we need now globally, universally, for everyone, is a feminization of the workplace. And by that, I mean it needs to be more user-friendly for men and women, that there doesn't have to be yelling and all dog-eat-dog to the bottom line, and you got to be number one and everybody else is a loser. We need to be saying, hey, you have a place, I have a place, we can all get together, there's enough market share for everybody. Why does one guy have to have $100 billion in the bank? What does it do but sit there? If that $100 billion was spread around with a lot of people, everybody would be happy and rich and buying each other's stuff and circulating the wealth. And that's where I think our planet is headed, and that's where we ought to be headed, where everybody has a shot. And it isn't all about the 1% anymore. Can you tell that I'm a little excited about this?
Oh, I was just going to say, I love that you were so impassioned by this. I really am. And, you know, for those that are listening, you can tell that you have this wealth of information and this incredible, enthusiastic, effervescent spirit. And the same way as a volcano, this information pours from you. It's luscious and it flows and it's free. And all of it is so hot and it's so explosive because it can literally just skyrocket someone to their success and their dreams and their visions and their goals and everything that they've always known is possible. They just didn't know how to get there.
Yes, that's exactly it. And it you know, corporate America is very much criticized, and probably corporations in your countries, if you're from somewhere else and you're listening in, corporations tend to act this way everywhere in every area, that it's all about share price and making money for the shareholders, and it's all about the bottom line. And I just was saying some things. I was talking with a friend of mine in a writer's group, Linda Siverton, and she said, well, yeah, but, you know, a company has to be responsible to the bottom line, and they have to care about the share price. And I said, well, that way is disaster, because when you do that, you're doing short-term financing, short-term solutions, short-term orientation, and that's not good for the longevity of the business or the people in it. And so what I did was I told her that there have to be other things that matter to shareholders. And everybody needs to get on this program, that there needs to be a happiness balance sheet. Like, how much money do your employees make, and how much vacation do they get, and how much family leave, and how happy are they? And some companies are getting that. And she got back to me like a minute after we hung up the phone, and she said, she sent me a link to an online report of Tim Cook at Apple. Love this guy. He was standing firm to the shareholders. So some conservative shareholders of Apple were telling him not to do sustainable stuff and not to do certain kinds of investing because it wasn't going to get the biggest share price. And he said, we do a lot of things for reasons beside profit motive. We want to leave the world better than we found it. He said that anyone who didn't agree could sell their shares and get out of the stock. Love that. That's what we need, more of that. More of people being considerate of others and dedicated to the world's good, not just my good right now, today, and tomorrow.
That's remarkable. Oh, I love that. I love it. Get out.
You're not happy, get out of the sun. Don't like it. Go away. We don't need you.
Your vision, you're not aligned with this. It's that's so perfect. It's absolutely wonderful and wondrous. And I know that we're going to be jumping to the break in just a minute. I never have enough time with you. I could just talk to you for days and days and hours and hours.
Me too, Nicole. Gosh, it goes so fast the time here. I think, oh, an hour, that's going to be a long time. What am I going to say? And then you just ask me a question and I go, boom.
But since we just have like 1 minute before we jump to the break, since the show is called Passionate Living, what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
What living a passionate life means to me is that I do the things that serve me and serve the people that I know, which means that I'm having fun. I'm a model for how to have fun in life and take a lot of time off and travel and play. And then when I work passionately, I work deeply, and I work concentratedly to help people have a better life so that they can be happy and joyful and play and travel too.
That's one of the best answers I've ever heard. You're such a gift. I just cherish you so much. And so more when we return here on Passionate Living on our new home, which we absolutely are having so much fun on times with Shelley Campbell, talking about the wealthy spirit and zero to zillionaire and her newest endeavor and book, which is just receiving such accolades, just opening the doors to financial success for women like never before, which is from worry to wealthy, and truly a different way to launch into your dreams. And I love the fun aspect, and I love the vision aspect, and I love the caring aspect, and actually asking for those things that you want and knowing that everything is a... Why, hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with one of my very favorite people on the planet, somebody I am a fan of, somebody that has mentored me personally, somebody that I follow every little step she takes, which is Shelley Campbell. And her information is just invaluable to anybody that wants to lead and live a successful life, an abundant life, an opulent life, and a life, as you were talking about, of joy and happiness and really shared passion and dreams. And as you're saying, creating your own family, creating that own support system for you. And you were saying how some couples even do the wealthy spirit every day together or do your lessons together. How important do you think it is that couples have those financial conversations?
Couples have to have financial conversations, and they should have them before they get married. You know, you don't want to find... I had a woman in my class 1 year who married an attorney, was making $300,000 a year, and she thought she was made in the shade. After they got married, she discovered that his ex-wife and the kids got half of that money, and he was $100,000 in debt. That is not something you should find out after the ceremony.
Right.
People need to be starting to talk about money and finances and... You know, also, if you're going to build a family unit, what do you see in your future? What are the things you must have financially to be happy? And what are the things you can compromise on and give up? How dedicated are you to having a vacation every year? How dedicated are you to having children and then sending those children to college? There are a lot of expensive things in living life, and you've got to be on the same team with the same goal program so that you can work towards it. And then when you save money, it's because we're saving for that future thing that we want. Now, that being said, let me make a point that I really want to make to your audience tonight. Everyone is being hypnotized by the media. Things the media is saying convince us that things are important that are not important. For example, I saw online today that some newscaster walked off the set when the topic of conversation became the Kardashians again. He said, I refuse to talk about these people on a news show. You know, and I looked up to see what their audience is. In the United States, there are approximately 308 million people. The Kardashians' total viewership is 2.081 million. 2 million out of 308 million. Why are we spending so much time talking about that? You know, they just don't deserve this big a piece of the pie. And my other thing, which I talk about in From Worry to Wealthy, is that all the financial advisors out there that get any press, that appear on the radio, that appear on television talking heads, they all tell you you got to save for retirement because you're going to live till you're 95. People, everybody's going to live till they're 100, and you're going to have 30 years that you have to save money for. Well, listen, the statistics are really shaky. The problem is that estimates now are that in order to live for 30 years on your savings, you need to have $1.250 million saved. And the percentage of the population that can possibly do that is 8%. All right?
Okay.
So 8% of the people win this game. That's a broken game in my estimation. But you have to understand the financial planners need you to invest your money with them. That's how they make a living. But that's all the financial advice we ever see out there is all about that. Save your money and don't spend any money and save it all for retirement. Here are some really shaky statistics. It'll make you rethink stuff, too. 29%. I'm talking America because I have American statistics, but take it to your own country and see if you can find it. Find these kinds of statistics because I'm sure that it's very similar, if not exactly the same. 29% of Americans die before they reach the age of 65. That's almost a third. After retiring at age 65, a third of those people are dead within 2 years. The number of people, the percentage of people who live from age 65 to 80, who make it to 80, 32%. That's not very many, who live 15 years beyond age 65. So all of this information that's saying save all your money, people aren't having a life. I'm not saying you shouldn't save. Yes, you should. But what I say is also then be looking at what you want to do for your life's work. And how can you get income streams from that? For example, I have my books that have income streams. And guess what? I'm not going to retire. I'm going to write books. I'm going to speak. I'm going to be showing up and lecturing. I'm going to do what I am because this is the most passionate and happy I ever get in my life. It's when I'm talking about this. Why would I give this up?
Those are incredible statistics, too.
I know they are.
I mean, that's like riveting, absolutely riveting. And it's the kind of thing that you, for a minute and a second in time, you get to be the Victrola puppy guy and you get to just tilt your head.
Yeah.
You get to just say, really? Uh-huh. Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, they tell you all of this stuff and it's not true. It's just, I read a book called Town Foolish, was inside the dark side of the financial services industry, and it was really illuminating. You want to read about stuff like that when you're me, and this is your business. You know, it isn't just teaching people how to make money, but what to do with their money, but what to do with their life. Your life's energy. People are so frightened they're going to run out of money when they're old that they don't have a life now. Plato said, the unexamined life isn't worth living, but I say the unlived life isn't worth examining.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's brilliant. That is, what a smart woman you are. You should write a book.
Well, thank you. I did. I'm just opinionated is what I am. And I look behind stuff. I look to see, you know, all of this retirement advice, it's also scary. You're going to be sick and old and, you know, it's going to be over for you. But then I read about this man named Harry Bernstein, and he got his first book published when he was 96 years old. And he had always tried but never succeeded. And finally, somebody at a publishing house somewhere read his manuscript, loved it, published them. And he wrote and published three more books before he died at age 101. And his quote on his deathbed was, "The 90s were the most productive years of my life."
Wow.
I want that to be me.
Yes.
You know, I read Dame Judith Anderson's autobiography and Furthermore. And she said in there, you know, people ask me if I'm going to retire. No, people retire to do what they love. I'm doing what I love now. I'm not going to quit doing this. There's always going to be a part for an old lady somewhere.
That's so true. And it's so great. And you know, one of the things, too, I was absolutely astonished, and I know we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. In your workshop, you had incredibly successful people, men and women at the top of their fields that would never have to worry about money again, that were still taking your class to learn the more. And then you had people that were absolutely underground that didn't have the tools or the hammer or the chisel to get back on top. And just by being in your class, totally flipped their life around. And all of a sudden they became financial success. So I love that your work is for everyone, for every heart, every spirit, for every soul, for anyone that has a desire for abundance, wealth, and like you're saying, a happy and a glorified life.
Yes. If you want it, you can have it. You have to ask and you have to do the footwork. But the information is all around you. If you can't afford the workshop, read the book. Get a couple of friends together. Go through the book together. Practice it. Do it. It does work.
Wow. Well, it is always an honor and a pleasure and a privilege and a joy to have you on the show. And I so appreciate you and your work. And once more, please tell our audience out there how they can find your workshops and you as an extraordinary speaker. If you are looking for a speaker, motivational speaker, someone to change your life or even change your day or your hour or your second or your week or a vision and certainly a goal, then Shelly is the person for you, because I can tell you in taking her classes, not only did I learn, but I laughed and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. And sometimes I still think about something you say and I just laugh to myself, and it's
Yay.
Such a joy. So quickly jump it out.
Sure. Shelly is spelled C-H-E-L-L-I-E. And Shelly.com is my website. You can find all my books there, my classes, everything. You can email me, Shelly@Shelly.com. And Nicole, my darling, it is so much fun talking to you. Anytime you call, I go, yes, when do you want me? Because
well,
I always know you spark my passion. I love the things you say. You are so energetic and caring and spiritual. Wonderful and magnificent. And thank you for having a show and for allowing me to be on it.
Shelly, it's such a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much. This has been such a fun show. This is one of my favorite shows, and I love talking about money. I love talking about abundance. I love the joy and the passion of the wealth and the unlimited riches on the planet. Your books are phenomenal. Your programs are phenomenal. I am one of your clients, and I have learned and lived by so many of your messages and thoughts, your broadcasts, everything that you share with the world. Each and every one is a gem, a diamond, and a jewel. And you are just sparkling effervescence of glory, of happiness, of wealth, and of possibility. And I thank you for being with us. So for all of you out there, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unlimited Life, and wishing you all an unlimited life. Find us on our other broadcast, Dream Life Secrets, Dream Life, and know that each and every dream and wish can come true. And I am wishing you now and always an unlimited life and happiness to be yours.